what do you think about this? We are aware of the security challenges and the all that is going on in Nigeria right now. What should be the role of the church? And when I say church, I don't mean the four walls of the church or that denomination, but the church as the body of Christ. What should be our role at a time like this, a time such as this?
Yeah. Well, I think that when we're talking about what the role of the church should be, I will start from what the role of the church should not be. And what it should not be is to inundate the people against reality. Don't put a needle in people's hands or leg and inject them and then put them in a state of zombieism or in a state where they're just floating. They're confessing positive words and everything is all right. Everything is all right, like as if they are high on cannabis. You know, in which case we've heard someone like Fela who say that religion is the opium of the people. How true? Because the way we carry on in this nation, we are oblivious, and it is wrong, because faith is not living in denial.
Come on now, say it.
Faith is not being insensitive to the reality. Abraham, the father of faith, was well aware of the realities around him. He was not in denial of the fact that his wife, you know, was barren. He was not in denial of the fact of their situation. He was not oblivious of the circumstances and the possible future of that is created because of their challenges. No. But the scripture says, for a man to hope against hope, that, listen, sir, there cannot be a genuine faith without a genuine fear. If there is no, if the fear is not real, then your faith is not real. If you have not faced the fear squarely, do you know a lot of Christians, especially in Lagos and, you know, these parts, they don't really understand what is going on. You need to go on YouTube, sir. You will fear God and you will fear man. When you see the carnage, when you see what these guys are doing, what human beings are doing to human beings, you will know that what we are seeing here, we've not been told the half of it. And so when your fear is not genuine, whatever it is that you are calling your faith is not genuine as well. I'm sorry.
So I'm more like the faith is actually the real faith is conquering the real fear.
Yeah. Faith is not the absence of fear. Faith is the ability to do what you must do. Faith is trusting in God in spite of the fear and obeying Him in spite of the fear, despite the fear. You know, so I mean, you had Abraham who had livid. When you say something is livid, it's like a volcano. Abraham had livid doubts. That was why he had to sleep with Hagar. If Abraham's doubts were not living, if he did not have an active doubt, Abraham would not sleep with another woman apart from Sarah to have a child. So Abraham, the father of faith, had doubts. Abraham, the father of faith, had fears, but he became the father of faith. Why? Because eventually the outcome of it was that he was not overcome by his doubt. In spite of fact, he had doubts and fears, but he was not ruled by his doubts and fears. He hoped against hope and faith against faith. His faith overcome, his trust in God became established over his doubts and his fears, and that's how he became a father of faith. So really, when people say they want to be like Abraham, what they don't know is that it's like John and James, who wanted to be the, you know, right hand man, second hand man. Jesus said, do you want to pass through what I passed through? In any case, you will, because you must first go through livid fear to have livid faith.
You know, Tola. Yeah. You know, when I said, you know, that God does not make sense many times, but He makes spirit, is that when God speaks, it doesn't appeal to your senses. Your senses will not readily embrace what God is saying. But there's a part of you that know that this is my life. This is the path that I must take, and that's your spirit. So when I say it doesn't make sense, it makes spirit. It means that your senses can't catch it. Your spirit will receive it. And you see, that's why the Bible always tells us that we should renew our minds. Because you see, when your spirit takes it, you know, then it begins to transmit it to your mind. You know, you begin to walk on that thing that you have believed. And a lot of people may look at you and say, look, this guy is crazy. You know, why I decided to, you know, say something here is that the first thing that came to my mind. Now, I didn't see Corey before he released the song, but when I had that song, God told me something. He said, look, in the history of my people, we've been here before. We've been in this situation before. In this case, they were facing a live Boko Haram in the person of Goliath.
Word.
Look, nobody could say a word. Nobody could do a thing until David showed up on the scene, you know. And for me, that battle was not just about the sling that David had or, you know, whatever. It was more of the things that he knew of God and the things that he said. You know, and like the word that Corey used, Boko Haram is an idea. And you know, I'd mentioned it to you earlier on that. Yeah. Look, you don't fight ideas with guns. Word. You know, because those guys, I mean, what gun? People that die with smile on their face, mm-hmm. they strap bomb and they're happy to die, and you take guns there. And you see, that there, he has said something about what the position of the church should not be. I believe what the position of the church should be is that we must understand, we must live for a higher purpose.
Word.
You know, and when we live for this higher purpose, that is the truth. That is what we can, the key to defeating this idea called Boko Haram. I've lived in the north, so I know what he's talking about. Mm. That fear.
Okay. Now that is one thing that the church should not do. Would you like to share with us one or two other things that one or two roles the church should not play before we get to what the church should do? You know, at a time like this.
Yeah, I think basically what the church is doing is ignoring the situation.
Mm.
And I think that I don't even need one or two more. That one alone is bad enough as it is.
Mm.
Don't ignore it. Don't say to us that it's in the far north, it does not concern us, and act like if you're going to throw a praise concert and everybody in church are going to say glory, you know, everybody's dancing and, you know, yes, the scripture says in all things we should give thanks. But why don't you, in the midst of that praise and worship, I've been doing that, you know, for a while now. I'm not trying to sound like a party breaker, but whilst we are, you know, obeying scriptures by giving thanks, let us also remember these people and put them in our prayers. You know, so yeah, first of the church, I feel that the church is being quiet about that. If our leaders, if it's a strategic, if they are silent, is strategic and deliberate, they should let us know. And I think that we as a people, what we should do as a body, as a church, is that we should be strategic and we should be deliberate. Let everybody not just be walking, you know, with their heads in the sky like, oh yeah, you know, God is wrong. No. Let's be strategic, let's be deliberate. And what are we going to do is face the problem. Let's know the height, the depth, the width and the length of it. Why not show videos of what these guys are doing in churches and in our gatherings? Do you understand? Let people really know what the pictures are. Very powerful. Do you know, I was in the studio yesterday with my friend, my brother Gbenga Salum, video director. We're going to shoot a video for the song.
Okay.
Right there and there, we said no, because he gave a counsel and then we prayed about it and we said no, let's not do that. Let's not do that. It's powerful. Pictures are powerful. By the time you throw pictures out there, people can actually become scared and out of fear, people begin to just do crazy stuff. You know, this is one of the reasons why, as a community, as a people, we should not leave an individual. This should not be a Kenny Corey thing. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm the wrongest person to do this because I'm an artist who needs to promote my career.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly there might be some ulterior something somewhere. Help me. Don't let me do it. You do it. In fact, if you do it, I'll keep quiet. You know, as a people, let us come together and do it. And stand up and be objective and be deliberate in our prayers. Let's give more than 5 minutes superficial, you know, consent to this thing. Let's treat it as an issue. Let's fast over it. You know, let's pray towards it. Let's have a gathering of people towards it and raise our voice as a people in one. You know, let's sensitize ourselves about it. Possibly we can also, I mean, we have Christians who are in government. Possibly there is one thing. Let's have intel about it. Do you understand? Do you know, it appears like there's no intelligence on the part of those who are trying to stop Boko Haram about this issue. There's no intel. And we have guys that are in government, guys that are in security, whatever, that are Christians, that go to church. Why don't we put all these resources together, all these forces together, whilst we are praying, and, you know, and then let's start a revival.
Well, so one or two or three times, you know, when I say we should pray for Nigeria, I've had one or two or three people, a number of people get to tackle me and say, we've been praying. Don't tell us prayers right here and all of that. And sometimes I tell them, yeah, that we are saying we should pray doesn't mean we shouldn't act. But for no reason will that, you know, make prayer
obsolete.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, so we prayer still remains, you know, I think it was IK that shared that last week and said the problem is first spiritual before physical. So I mean, you're going to be wise enough to handle it spiritually first even before physically,
right.
But anyway, this is the song released precisely Wednesday last week. It's called Bring Down Boko Haram by Kenny Corey. This is a song of warfare. We said that together. A song of warfare. We're going to be right back. Guys, don't go nowhere. In the meantime, keep the tweets coming through. Cute Sagi, I see you. He says, I'm tuned in right about now to Praise World Radio. Live interview with Kenny Corey, speaking the truth. Thank you so much for that.
All the number one songs in the whole universe.
Praise World Radio, your number one gospel radio station.